Show mercy.
You people have a shame. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. In other words, your credit's no good here.
I'll pay you back double with next month's replicator rations.
That's what you said when I let you replicate all those pork rinds for your monster movie marathon.
Let me put it another way. This is a life and death situation.
Hyperbole won't help.
I'm not exaggerating. This is the anniversary of my first date with B'Elanna.
And you forgot all about it?
Yes, and if I don't come through with some kind of romantic dinner...
All right. You've made your case.
Oh, Neelix, you're a saint. Okay, that'll be one bottle of Mouton Rothschild, 2342 if it's in the database, Tyrellian pheasant, steamed asparagus, and a single rose.
Where do you want it?
You can send the food requisition to B'Elanna's replicator, the wine and the flour I'll take with me. I can't show up empty-handed. Neelix, how about a pot of coffee while you're at it?
Coming right up.
Flowers and wine? Ah, anniversary. Ah, coffee? Bridge duty. I've got 8 hours ahead of me.
Sitting in the big chair again?
Fourth night in a row. You're not fooling anyone.
Excuse me?
You love these night shifts. Your chance to play captain?
I'm not playing. This is an opportunity to get command experience. You might put in for some yourself.
Oh, what's the point of trying to compete with an ambitious upstart like you? Just promise me one thing. When you reach the top, you'll remember all the little people you climbed over to get there. You won't make them work night shifts.
The atmosphere on the bridge is relaxed, apart from Harry Kim sitting in the command chair checking the captain's console.
Helm, status?
Same as it was 20 minutes ago.
Refresh my memory.
Current speed warp 6.3, heading 021 Mark II. Permission to speak freely, sir.
Granted.
We're on the night shift. Relax.
One of these days, you'll get the call to take the bridge. And maybe then, you'll understand the burden of command.
Report.
It's an automated distress call.
Origin?
A Class M planet, range point 73 light years, bearing 261 Mark 15.
That would be a significant course change.
Burden of command is on your shoulders, sir. Of course, we could always wait Commander Chakotay.
No. Alter course.
The Federation starship slows from warp speed and moves into orbit around a large orange planet.
Open a channel. This is Ensign Kim of the Starship Voyager. Can we be of assistance?
I'm not picking up on any life signs. I guess they didn't make it.
There could be any number of reasons why we're not detecting life signs. We'll have to go down there and take a look. I'll inform the commander. Oh, Jenkins, the bridge is yours.
Jenkins' eyes widen in surprise.
I hope I made the right decision.
About changing course or waking me up?
Sorry, sir, but I thought
Relax,
I was...
Harry, you did the right thing on both counts.
Thanks.
Hey, why don't you lead the away team? I'll monitor your progress from the bridge.
Yes, sir.
The distress call was automated?
That's right. I'm hoping whoever sent it is still alive.
Who's leading the mission?
You're looking at him.
Really?
Problem?
No. I just thought, given the circumstances, a new planet, unknown hazards, that Commander Chakotay or Tuvok would be in charge.
I am a senior officer, Doc. I've been on this ship for 5 years. I think I can handle an away mission.
I certainly didn't mean any offense.
None taken.
Of course, having me on the team will more than compensate for any lack of experience on your part.
Energize!
Are you sure these are the right coordinates?
Positive.
Apparently, whoever sent the distress call was rescued.
Maybe, but as long as we're here, we should make a thorough search. Spread out.
The three-man away team head off in separate directions, searching rocky terrain for life signs. The doctor suddenly spots something.
Ensign!
The doctor approaches a large metal component sticking out of a rock.
This is the source of the distress call.
What is it?
I don't know. Paratronic shielding, a dense energy matrix, bioneural circuitry.
Bioneural?
Whoa, back off, this thing could be dangerous.
No, wait. It's speaking to us.
Speaking?
In duotronic algorithms. Hold on, my translation matrix is interpreting. It says it's injured. It needs our help. It's asking why it can't see or feel its arms and legs. It's terrified.
British Sky Broadcasting presents Star Trek Voyager, based on Star Trek created by Gene Roddenberry. This episode is entitled Warhead. Gas explodes outwards in a huge arc from an enormous sun. Nuclear reactions in the star's core send great gouts of flame thousands of miles into space. The Federation starship Voyager flies through a giant arc of fire on its continuing journey to find home. Its captain is Catherine Janeway. The starship Voyager pushes through clouds of dust and gas, its flat, oval bow raised above and forward of the cylindrical body to which the engine arms are fixed, forges a path through the unknown darkness of space. Billions of stars shine throughout the universe, illuminating huge gas clouds and multicolored planets. A blue-green planet is framed in a golden glow surrounded by the jagged illuminations of gas and space debris. Voyager flies past great rocks covered in ice and on into the farthest reaches of infinite space. A blue-gray planet streaked with clouds turns in space. Its gravitational pull holds fragments of rock, the debris of dead planets and comets, in a thin band encircling the planet like a giant ring. As Voyager passes beyond the ringed planet and on towards others, an unknown sun, eclipsed by a satellite moon, is revealed as the moon moves on its eternal orbit. The darkness itself is eclipsed by the star's intense brightness. Millions of miles ahead of Voyager, a gigantic, gaseous blue and red nebula proves the existence of many more galaxies. The engines power up, glowing bright blue either side of the starship, and it lunges forward, accelerating into the nebula and disappearing.
Can you identify yourself? It's saying that its memory's been damaged. It doesn't remember its name. Don't worry, we're going to help you. Crewman Lang will remain with you.
What do you think? An artificial intelligence?
One that doesn't seem to realize it's artificial.
Maybe we should tell it the truth, try to jog its memory.
No. I don't want to risk psychological trauma.
Psychological trauma? Doc, this is a machine.
One which is confused and asking for our help. We should beam it aboard.
Not until we know what we're dealing with. Away mission protocols dictate that we...
Morality dictates that we help. It may not be flesh and blood, but it's clearly in distress.
Make way for the day shift.
How's he doing?
Well, let's see. I haven't heard from him in almost 5 minutes, so he should be checking in right about...
Away team to Voyager.
Now.
That's our Harry. If I were you, I'd watch out for your job. Go ahead, Ensign.
We found the source of the distress call. It's some kind of artificial intelligence, badly damaged. The doctor thinks we should beam it aboard.
You're in charge of the away mission, Ensign. What do you think?
Well, I think we should help it if we can. But as a precaution, I recommend sealing off an engineering bay with a level 10 force field and beaming it directly there.
Agreed. Give us a few minutes.
We're going to transport you back to our ship. I'm Voyager's emergency medical hologram. A projection of light and force fields guided by an optronic computer program. No. Technically speaking, I suppose I'm not a real person.
Any theories as to what it might be?
It could be a probe or a communications device.
Whoever our friend is, he wasn't alone. He claims to have been traveling with a companion.
If there's another one down there, it might give us a few answers. I'll be an astrometric scanning the surface. Give our guest my regards.
Of course, Captain. Lower the containment field. How are you? Well, that's an interesting question. Ensign Kim and Lieutenant Torres are attempting to repair your damaged circuitry. That's what I wanted to talk to you about. You're not an organic being. You're technological. You're an artificial intelligence embedded in a machine of some kind. No, there's no mistake. We believe the damage you suffered in the crash is causing your confusion. Look at it this way. You and I have something in common. Just because we're not organic beings doesn't mean we're in any way inferior. Well, you're metallic, over a meter in length, cylindrical. Oh, you're quite sleek, actually. You're welcome.
I'm detecting no further technology on the planet's surface.
Maybe the second device was destroyed when it crashed. Scan for metallic particulates consistent with our friend in engineering.
There are minute traces scattered across the northern continent.
Isolate.
A graphic representation of the planet pinpoints a huge hole in the northern continent.
An impact crater.
It spans a radius of 200 kilometers.
And look at this. Heavy concentrations of radiogenic decay in the crater walls. And the fracture gradients are consistent with a highly focused explosion.
Evidently, we've discovered its function.
A weapon of mass destruction.
The senior officers meet in the briefing room.
I understand your concerns, but the device hasn't shown itself to be hostile.
Not yet. But it's only a matter of time before it puts the pieces together.
All the more reason we should talk to it, explain our concerns, ask for help in defusing its explosive components.
If it's programmed to detonate, there's no telling how it'll react.
Agreed. We have to neutralize the threat now. Suggestions?
Transport the device off the ship and destroy it before it harms anyone.
Seven, this is a sentient being we're talking about.
Very well. Return it to the surface and deploy a warning buoy to alert other vessels.
I refuse to believe our only options are to kill it or abandon it.
What if we could separate the bioneural circuitry from the explosive?
Take the weapon offline, but salvage the intelligence.
They're fully integrated. Where would we store the intelligence once we shut the device down?
Well, the answer's obvious. Download its synaptic patterns into a holographic matrix like mine.
Then what?
Try to find out where it came from and return it to its people.
The device is extremely complex. One error and we'd risk detonation.
Saving a life often entails risk.
Harry, B'Elanna, assist the doctor.
Thank you, Captain.
At the first sign of danger, we transport it off the ship. Understood?
Understood. I quite understand. I wouldn't like being carried around either. Of course you are. Who wouldn't be? We're taking you to sickbay. Because we're better equipped to help you there. Deck 5. We're going to transfer your intelligence to a holo matrix. You should be pleased. In a little while, you're going to be walking around, just like me. I'm not certain. Ensign Kim's configuring your physical parameters as we speak. I'm sure you'll be quite handsome. Are we ready to proceed?
Whenever you are.
The crewmen gently lay the weapon on a table, and B'Elanna starts working to remove a button-filled panel.
Don't be alarmed. We have to access some of your systems to enable the transfer. He says he wants to know exactly what you're doing as you do it.
This is a delicate procedure. I won't be able to concentrate if I have to give a blow-by-blow description.
You'll have to forgive Lieutenant Torres. She's an excellent engineer. Unfortunately, she doesn't share my bedside manner.
Harry, would you mind?
Yeah, sure. Well, first, we're going to be setting up an active interlink between you and the holosystems. Now, to do that, we're going to take your program offline while we resequence your bioneural circuitry.
He says he can't allow you to shut him down.
I'm sorry, but there's no other way. Arming itself. The detonation sequence has begun.
Sickbay to bridge. The device is going to detonate.
Beam it off the ship.
We've lost the transporter lock.
Talk to it, Doctor.
Please, you're going to destroy yourself and us. Detonation in 20 seconds.
B'Elanna, send an EM pulse through its power matrix. Maybe you can short it out.
I'm on it.
15 seconds.
Please disarm yourself. We're just trying to help you.
10 seconds. 9.
Initiating the pulse.
6. 5.
Now!
It worked. We shut it down, Captain.
You shouldn't have done that.
I know you've gotten a little attached to this thing, but...
You lied.
What are you talking about?
You said you were trying to transfer my neural patterns, but you were really trying to shut me down.
You're the artificial intelligence.
It used the interlink to commandeer the doctor's program.
Sickbay to bridge. Captain, respond. He's tapped into the ship's systems, deactivated the comm.
He's locked us in too.
You tried to destroy me. We were only trying to disarm you. I'm a weapon.
Yes, why didn't you tell me? It was a precaution. We were afraid you might be dangerous.
Obviously, we were right.
I couldn't let you destroy me. I have to complete my mission.
You remember it now?
Yes.
I'm a long-range tactical armor unit. I've been deployed by my people. They're facing a terrible threat. A hostile species. My companion unit was destroyed, but I will reach my target. Your ship will take me there.
Look.
We'll try and contact your people. If you could tell us who they are...
I must resume my mission!
The weapon's been rearmed.
Security?
They still can't gain access to sickbay, or any part of Deck 5 for that matter.
Get a transporter lock on our people. We'll jettison the whole damn section if we have to.
I wouldn't recommend that, Captain. If you try to stop me again, I'll detonate. Your ship and everyone on it will be destroyed. I'm transferring a new heading to the helm. You'll proceed to the coordinates at maximum velocity.
Doctor?
He's gone.
He's directing us to a system 2.3 light years from here.
Is that your home?
It's my target. The course I've plotted bypasses enemy minefields. Don't deviate from it. Your ship won't be harmed. Once we've reached the system, you'll transport me to my target.
We won't help you wage war. This crew has a prime directive that forbids us to interfere in the affairs of other species.
You've already interfered.
We were trying to help you.
Until you discovered my true nature. Then you tried to deactivate me.
Just your explosive components, not you.
There's no distinction. I am what I am. Now alter course or I'll detonate.
If you do that, you'll never reach your target, will you?
I am programmed to take whatever measures are necessary to obtain my objective. Failing that, I'm to consider anyone who tries to stop me an enemy. Now alter course and transfer your sensors to me so I can monitor your compliance.
Release my crewmen from sickbay first.
I'm not programmed to negotiate. They'll remain where they are.
Lay in the course, Mr. Paris. Transfer sensors to sickbay.
A sound tactical decision, Captain.
Assemble the staff. We're going to find a way to outsmart a smart bomb.
If we can shut down the force fields around sickbay, I could get a transporter lock on it.
Even if you were successful, we can't beam it far enough from the ship to escape the blast.
She's right. Our best option is to disarm it.
Good luck. It's got an internal sensor array. If we try so much as to loosen a screw, boom!
Commander, I think you should take a look at this. It's a power node I used to enhance the replicator system. I acquired it last week on a trading mission. It has transkinetic energy regulators and bioneural control circuitry. Remind you of anything?
Our friend in sickbay.
I didn't make the connection at first, but when I overheard a few of the engineers talking about the weapon, I went back and I checked the schematics on this. It's the same technology.
Who did you acquire it from?
A merchant named Anquanai.
Did he say where he got it?
No, but he seemed eager to trade. Maybe he'd tell us if we make it worth his while.
Scan for his vessel. If you find him, send an encoded message. Tell him about our problem.
Aye, sir.
If we could tap into the holoprojectors without his knowing it, we might be able to shut him down.
He changed all the access codes. The second we try to decrypt them, he'll restart the detonation sequence.
Do you have a better idea?
Yeah, let the captain handle it. The last thing anyone needs is my opinion.
This is no time to be feeling sorry for yourself.
Chakotay lets me make a command decision. What do? I beam a talking bomb on board.
The first time I commanded an away mission, I led my people into a cave that I thought was a Cardassian military installation. Turned out I'd mistaken unstable mineral deposits for weapon signatures. There was a rock slide and we were stuck there for 3 days.
What did you do?
We dug ourselves out with our bare hands. Where are you going?
To dig us out. You don't have to do this, you know.
It's what I was programmed for.
You're a sentient being. You don't have to be a slave to your programming. Look at the doctor.
He's a tool, a holographic puppet.
That puppet saved your life. If it weren't for him, you'd still be damaged and alone on that planet. He's the one that convinced me to beam you aboard. And when we discovered what you were,
and some people wanted to destroy you, the Doctor defended your right to exist.
What's your point?
Even though he was only programmed to be a doctor, he's become more than that. He's made friends, he's piloted a starship, he even sings.
Despite all of his achievements, did he ever stop being a doctor?
No,
but... then I can't stop being a weapon.
Look at yourself. You're already much more than that. You've got a body now, eyes to see with. The second you detonate, that'll all be over.
That's the nature of what I am.
It doesn't have to be. We can give you your own holomatrix. You can exist for as long as you want. Accomplish anything you set your mind to.
The only thing I want to accomplish is the destruction of my target.
What is your target?
A military installation on Selenia Prime. Grid 11, Vector 9341.
Tell me about it. Who is the enemy?
A ruthless, violent race that's threatening to destroy my people.
What else do you know about them? What's their planet like? Are there forests, wildlife, schools for the children of this violent race?
I'm not programmed with superfluous data.
Well, lucky for you. You're aboard Voyager now, and you have access to our scanners. Why don't we take a closer look at your target?
A military installation, as I told you.
But it's manned by soldiers who are going to suffer because of you. Remember when you were suffering? Blind and paralyzed? Do you really want to make others go through that?
I have a duty to protect my people. I will not betray them. Now get out before I'm forced to harm you!
Suddenly frightened, Harry leaves the office.
Nice try.
I'm reading a subspace surge off our port bow.
Looks like a cloaked ship. That could be him. Unquani travels in a cloaked vessel.
We're being hailed. Audio only.
Open a channel.
Voyager, good to see you again.
And you, sir?
I've received your message. Have you an intelligent weapon in your possession?
Actually, we're in its possession. We're being held hostage. Do you know anything about this weapon?
If I'm correct, it was created by a species named the Druoda. I've studied their technology. Bring me aboard. I can assist you.
Janeway meets him in engineering.
You've deactivated your comm system?
And reinforced the shielding in this section. We won't be overheard.
I'd have more faith in your security precautions if you weren't already at the mercy of this weapon.
We didn't know what it was when we brought it aboard.
This particular series has a class 11 intelligence factor. It's warp capable, fully armored, self-guiding. It has a maximum range of 80 light years. It can fly through an ion storm or an armada of hostile ships and still find its target.
Charming. How do I get it off my ship?
You can't, but I can. My transporter system employs a dampening field which disables the detonator until my engineers can disarm it.
That's a generous offer. Mind if I ask what you expect in return?
The device itself.
I'm not about to hand over a weapon of mass destruction to someone I just met.
Oh, my business is salvage, not war. I've no intention of deploying it.
But you might sell it to someone who does. I imagine you'd stand to make quite a profit.
I can make more profit by selling off its components. Well, the energy matrix alone can power a fleet of starships. Its intelligence core, properly reprogrammed, can assist in a variety of things, from terraforming to planetary weather control.
All right. You can have the weapon. As long as we keep the energy matrix. That way we can be sure no one ever deploys it.
I'm afraid that's unacceptable. The energy matrix is one of the most valuable components.
I'm sorry, it's not open for negotiation.
We could offer you a few dilithium crystals in compensation.
That matrix is worth 1,000 dilithium crystals.
What if we threw in a plasma manifold?
I want the entire weapon, or it remains here. Captain?
You seem awfully intent for someone only interested in salvage.
I'm sorry to waste your time. We'll have to find another way to solve our problem.
I wish you luck.
Sorry, Captain. I thought it would help.
Bridge, report.
The alien vessel has opened fire. We've lost weapons and shields.
Sick Beta Captain, what's happening?
We're under attack.
How many ships?
One. Off the port bow.
Return fire!
We can't. Check your sensors. Our weapons are offline.
Force fields around Sick Bay are destabilizing. He's trying to get a transporter lock on the weapon.
Remodulate the shields.
No effect.
What are you doing?
The Doctor rapidly punches a code into the weapon's matrix.
The weapon's sending an antimatter surge back through the transporter beam. They've been destroyed.
That wasn't necessary.
They were an enemy. Maintain course.
I've studied the weapon's schematics. My nanoprobes can be adapted to disable its bioneural circuitry. However, I would need direct access to its primary control port.
That means getting you into sickbay without arousing suspicion.
We could access the holomatrix controls above sickbay. Disrupt the doctor's program long enough for Seven to inject the nanoprobes.
How much time would you need?
Approximately 20 seconds.
Run a long-range scan on that subspace minefield it warned us about. Calculate their explosive yield. What kind of damage they might do to the ship.
Aye, Captain.
What have you got in mind?
I have a feeling we're about to run into some unexpected trouble.
From Voyager, a fleet of smart weapons group in formation. The lead weapon conducts a long-range scan, pinpointing specific areas of its mapped matrix. Voyager shows on its sensors and it scans the starship before powering its engine. The others follow suit and the fleet of destructive power engages warp speed and they blast to full speed. Direction Voyager.
We've analyzed the alien minefield and calculated the effect it would have on Voyager.
I think I can simulate the explosions with a well-timed disruption to the inertial dampers. Of course, asking me to give you a bumpy ride is like asking a virtuoso to sing off key.
I'm sure you'll manage. The weapon has access to our sensors. How do we make sure it won't catch on?
We've reconfigured the sensor array to send it false telemetry. It will believe we're navigating a minefield.
At least long enough for us to get Seven to sickbay.
How?
Medical emergency.
I intend to suffer third-degree plasma burns during our encounter with the mines.
That's where I come in. Chief Cosmetics Officer. At your service.
Another hidden talent, Neelix.
Oh, I know my way around a dermal regenerator. I should be able to simulate a convincing wound.
Okay. We get her inside. Then what?
Commander Tuvok will be in position to disrupt the doctor's program. Once that happens, I will inject the nanoprobes and disable the weapon.
I'll inform the captain. Get started.
Do well on this mission, Neelix, and maybe the captain will promote you to senior beautician.
While Harry and B'Elanna sit nervously in the doctor's office, the doctor attempts to run a series of tests at a console. Unsuccessful, he walks into the glass-walled office and stares at Harry.
Assist me.
With what?
I'm trying to identify the malfunction that caused me to crash, but several of my memory files are still damaged. Restore them.
We tried helping it before. Look where that got us.
When taken captive by a hostile force, seek out any opportunity to engage the assailant.
Didn't you ever read the officer's manual? Section 126.
I don't think Starfleet diplomacy is going to work this time. If we cooperate, we'll be giving it the advantage.
If there is even a chance that we can convince it to change its mind.
It's a bomb, Harry.
A sentient bomb.
I said, assist me.
A screen flashes data missing as they join the doctor.
Where do we start? There are several disruptions in my memory index, including a 3-minute, 37-second gap just prior to the crash.
A recursive search algorithm might retrieve the missing data. There. You received a subspace transmission. A command to alter course and head toward the planet's surface.
Looks like your landing wasn't an accident. It was an attempt by the enemy to divert me from my target.
No, your access codes are encrypted.
They must have developed an infiltration code. What if it wasn't the enemy? Who else would try to divert me? Correct me if I'm wrong, but these are the same duotronic algorithms that you use to communicate with. My own people wouldn't try to stop me. Maybe they changed their mind. The enemy is ruthless. My target is a threat. Why would my people call off the assault? If we clear up some more of these memory files, maybe we'll find out. Your assistance is no longer required.
What's wrong? You afraid you might find out you're not supposed to destroy that installation?
Let us finish the job. Then you can decide what you want to do with the information. Proceed.
Does the name Strategic Command Matrix mean anything to you?
That's my control center. They ordered my launch.
Well, it looks like your orders were rescinded. See for yourself.
All long-range tactical armor units. Terminate mission immediately.
Keep reading.
It says, the war is over. It ended nearly 3 years ago. My launch was a mistake. There was a malfunction in one of the command sensors. It activated a series of launch sequencers. My people managed to shut most of them down, but 34 weapons were fired, including me.
I guess this means you can disarm yourself now.
No. There's no confirmation code here. We avoided the enemy's minefield, so they're trying to deceive us.
The confirmation could be in one of your damaged memory files.
Or maybe it was you, deceiving me to implement your pacifist philosophy.
That's not true.
You lied to me before, why should I trust you now?
You don't have to trust us, just access those files.
No! I am programmed to destroy my target. I will complete my mission!
If the war is over, you could end up starting another one. How many of your people will die then?
Sick Beta Bridge, report.
We've run into a subspace mine. We had to drop out of warp.
There shouldn't be mines along this course.
We're detecting thousands of them scattered throughout the region.
We're plotting a new course to avoid them.
Transmit it to me. This trajectory will delay us for 2 days.
That'll give you time to confirm that the war is over.
No! Proceed as planned! I'm programming a shield enhancement that will protect Voyager.
I'm still going to have to reduce speed.
Agreed. But only until we've cleared the minefield.
Maintain course, Mr. Paris. 1/4 impulse. Think he bought it?
He seemed to.
Let's give him another good shake, just to be sure.
Yes, ma'am.
That was another mine.
The shields will hold.
Tuvok carefully climbs down a ladder to an access port hidden behind a wall panel.
Tuvok to Bridge. I've accessed the Holo Matrix.
Acknowledged. Janeway to Neelix. Casualty report.
I'm putting the finishing touches on Seven's plasma burn. And it looks pretty authentic, if I do say so myself.
Good work. Stand by. Time to hit another mine, Tom. A big one. Commander, blow out the plasma relays on Deck 6. Janeway to Sickbay. We have heavy casualties.
Maintain heading and speed.
That's going to be difficult. Our astrometrics officer has been injured. She's the one who's been guiding us through the minefield.
Replace her!
Seven of Nine's abilities are unique. We're not going to get past these mines without her.
Then treat her injuries and send her back to her post.
She has third-degree plasma burns. She needs to go to sickbay to be treated. If you want to reach your target, you're going to have to wait.
All right, Captain. But I'm warning you. No deceptions.
Janeway to Neelix. Go.
Neelix half carries a stumbling, apparently wounded Seven into sickbay and lays her on a medibed.
Treat her as quickly as possible.
They're in.
Now, Tuvok.
Tuvok activates a disruption scan on the holo processor and the doctor's image destabilizes.
Bridge! My holo matrix is destabilizing. Why?
We took damage to our secondary systems.
Repair them! Now! Or I'll activate the detonation sequence.
Stand by.
What's going on?
She's trying to defuse the weapon.
Quickly, Seven gets up. Punching in a code, she extends 2 prongs from her Borg arm, piercing the missile's circuitry. A burst of energy from the weapon flashes up Seven's body and she collapses.
Seven! She's going into neural shock. Help me.
The doctor's image restabilizes and he quickly crosses to the weapon and reactivates it.
Sick Beta Bridge. Your attempt to disable me did not succeed. I am designed to repel any assault on my bioneural circuitry.
We've tried to reason with you. You left me no choice.
And you leave me no choice. You and your crew will abandon Voyager immediately.
No deal.
This is not a negotiation! Comply or I will detonate!
Go ahead. Do it.
Everyone on board will be killed!
But no one else will.
Captain, 32 vessels just dropped out of warp, off our port bow.
On screen.
The smooth cylindrical shapes of 32 weapons appear on the viewing screen. Janeway stares in terror as the missiles take up position behind and alongside Voyager.
One of them is transmitting a message to the doctor.
Bridge to sick bay. We've got company. 32 self-guided weapons.
They detected my presence aboard your vessel. They say my target is essential. They altered course to ensure that I reach it. They are ordering me to transport off your vessel. They will tractor me to my target.
Mr. Kim, reintegrate its neural matrix and prepare to beam
it. We can't do that, Captain.
Explain.
These weapons were fired by accident. We can't let them reach their target.
Enough! Captain, order him to proceed!
Harry, what are you talking about?
Captain, I need a minute. You're making a mistake. Your own people tried to disarm you.
I cannot be certain of that.
Yes, you can. You can check your memory files. Look for the confirmation code.
No more delays.
Check the files.
Reintegrate my matrix.
No!
Do what Harry says or you're not leaving this ship.
You're in no position to give me orders.
If you detonate now, you'll destroy yourself and your companions. Is that what you want?
The confirmation code.
Coding intersequence 443 vector 39121. Cessation of hostilities. Confirmed. Unauthorized launch. Confirmed. Order to terminate mission. Confirmed.
You must disarm yourself and tell the others to stand down.
It's a deception.
This code of yours uses a modulating algorithm. It would be almost impossible to duplicate.
The enemy is ruthless. They are violent.
Have you ever met the enemy? You're just spouting propaganda, what you've been programmed to believe.
I have a directive.
It's been countermanded.
I am a Series 5 long-range tactical armor unit designed to traverse enemy space and circumvent all attempts to deter me.
You're a sentient being.
I have a duty to protect my people, to destroy my target.
You've been programmed with intelligence so you can make decisions on your own. Well, it's time to make one. Countless lives are at stake.
Battling to understand his situation, the Doctor's face suddenly loses its anger as the realization of truth falls heavily upon him.
Ever since you took the Doctor's form, you've been learning what it's like to be one of us. Now try to imagine what it's like to be one of your victims. Your first victim. You've seen her suffering. Increase that by a factor of 1 million. 10 million. And that's how much suffering you'll cause if you don't end this.
They're asking why I haven't left your ship.
Tell them. I'm transmitting our orders to terminate the mission. They also received those orders, but they had already crossed the targeting threshold. Once we're within 2 light-years of our target, we cannot be diverted.
Tell them the war's over.
I did.
Tell them you got the message before you crossed the threshold, when you're on the planet's surface.
They don't believe me.
It's up to you to make them understand. They only understand their directive. They won't listen.
Reintegrate my neural matrix and return me to the others.
We won't do that.
I have no intention of proceeding to my target. I will stop them.
How?
I am a weapon of mass destruction. You want me to see past my programming? Then you must try to see past your doubts.
B'Elanna, give me a hand. Bridge, lock onto the weapon, prepare to beam it into space.
Harry, what's going on?
Captain, no time to explain. Just trust me on this one.
I hear you loud and clear, Ensign. Do it.
I've reconfigured the bioneural matrix.
Ready? I'm sorry. I am simply completing my mission. Only the target has changed.
The Doctor's image begins to flicker as Harry reintegrates the weapon's intelligence. B'Elanna activates the sequence and the weapon suddenly lights up.
Transfer complete.
Please state the nature of the... What happened? How long was I offline?
We'll explain later. Seven needs your help.
Bridge, energize.
Materializing outside Voyager, the weapon is immediately caught in a tractor beam from one of its compatriots. The fleet powers up to blast into warp.
They've gone into warp.
Maintain long-range sensors.
detecting a series of antimatter explosions.
In proximity to what?
No ships, no planets, nothing.
Bridge to Ensign Kim. The weapons have been destroyed.
The doctor sits in his office staring sadly at a console screen.
Anyone home?
Ensign. Feeling well, I hope?
Perfect. On my way to the bridge for another night shift. Came by to check on Seven.
You just missed her.
What's her prognosis?
She'll need another week of regeneration, but I expect she'll make a full recovery.
Good news.
Oh, considering I was responsible for her injuries, you can imagine my relief.
Well, you weren't exactly yourself at the time.
That's not what I mean. I was the one who asked you to bring that device aboard in the first place. I even argued with the captain to keep it aboard after we learned what it was.
It was an artificial intelligence, like you. But I have to admit, his personality made you seem like Mr. Congeniality. Look, Doc, the truth is, I never would have gotten through to him without you.
From what I've heard, I wasn't much help.
You were. I held you up as an example of how an artificial intelligence could exceed its programming. I didn't realize how true that was until today. It seems your strategy worked. Thank you. I better get to the bridge. You'll never know when Ensign Kim will be called upon to take command again. Voyager could do worse.
Harry turns back to the doctor and smiling nods his thanks before continuing to the bridge.
Helm, status?
Current speed, warp 5, heading 021 Mark 3.
Anything on long-range sensors?
Nothing to report.
As you were.
Permission to speak freely, sir.
Why would tonight be any different?
People have been talking about you.
Oh?
Rumor has it you were the one who outsmarted the smart bomb.
Well, not exactly. I made first contact with a sentient being. All I did was help it understand a few things. The rest was up to him.
Understood. Actually, I've been authorized by the junior staff to thank you for keeping us in one piece.
You're welcome. Anytime. Do me a favor.
Of course, sir.
No more distress calls. At least not tonight.
The End, voiced by Marston York for British Sky Broadcasting.